WFAS.
WFAS. The following is a paid program. The opinions expressed are solely those of the sponsor and not necessarily those of WFAS or its advertisers.
Peace of mind will let men cross.
Welcome, everybody, to Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. I'm your host, Bernie Crooks, from the law firm Lippman Crooks. We're based right here in White Plains with offices in Manhattan and Fishkill, New York. And we're heard right here on WFAS AM 1230 every Thursday evening from 6:05 to 6:35 p.m. Tonight, our guest is Janet Riley, and Janet is the executive director of Northeast Westchester Special Recreation. Welcome, Janet.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you. And I guess let's start with, what is Northeast Westchester Special Recreation?
We provide therapeutic recreation for children and adults with developmental disabilities in Westchester County, primarily the northeast portion, which would go from Mount Pleasant up through Somers, 12 communities.
All right. So what is therapeutic recreational activity?
Well, we structure programs to meet the needs of the participants that we have. Usually it means that we have more intensive staffing because our participants need more staff. Our ratio might be a 1 to 2, 1 to 3, 1 to 4, depending upon the program. We change our activities pretty regularly because the attention span of our participants tends to be kind of short. So we try to make them have a number of activities and fun activities at the same time. You know, we really strive to provide that structure that they need. We ensure that they have appropriate behaviors, and we want them to have a good time.
What's the age range of the people in your program?
The youngest is 4, and the oldest, I think, is probably about 75.
Wow. So I presume they're in different groups.
Yes. Different groups and different programs as well.
All right. So give us a flavor for some of the recreational activities that, you know, somebody who's, between the ages of 4 and 10, what'd they do?
Well, a lot of times sports training is pretty big with our participants. We do a lot with Special Olympics. We train them weekly for different competitions, and then they go to the area level competition. And in some cases, they progress to state level and international even competitions. We do a lot of music therapy, art therapy, horticulture. We do a lot with dances as they get to be teenagers. We try to do age-appropriate activities, very similar activities that somebody else in a regular recreation program would do.
And the adults, they're playing the typical sports, baseball, basketball?
Yeah, all of those. Floor hockey is really big. Actually, in 2005, we went to the Special Olympics World Games for floor hockey in Japan. And in 2007, we went to China for softball. So we get around.
China is part of Northeast Westchester?
Well, we went as part of Special Olympics. We were chosen, you know, which is a real honor to go and represent the United States in Special Olympics.
So you're not affiliated with the Special Olympics?
No, we're a separate entity, but we do participate because the program is good and it allows our participants to advance to different and higher levels of competition.
So the goal of the program is just to have fun?
That's one of the goals. It's also to develop some of their behaviors to make them appropriate in community settings. And it's also to teach them the sports or whatever the different skill that we're working on.
And how often do the participants participate?
Well, it varies. Some come once a week. Some come 4 and 5 times a week. It depends. You know, the adults are pretty active. Actually, their social life is probably much busier than mine. They may go on Tuesday for a bowling program, Wednesday night for Special Olympics basketball, Thursday night for another sport training, Friday night for a dance at the American Legion in Mount Kisco, and then they might go away. Actually, we have a group right now of 19 participants and 5 staff in Lake George for the weekend.
And where do the activities happen? At the local gymnasiums, high schools, et cetera?
Yeah, everywhere. Any place we can get space, which, as you know, now is extremely tough. You know, you have to pay. But we also, because we're affiliated with the rec departments in the various communities, we get to use a lot of their facilities for free. And that's a huge resource to us. The 12 communities that we serve, those board members allow us to use their facilities, their buses oftentimes, their equipment. You know, we go to different trainings at their sites. So it's a valuable resource.
All right. So seriously, Northeast Westchester, are there specific locales where you have to be a resident of that community in order to be to take advantage of this activity?
Yes, but if room permits, we do allow people outside of those communities, but who live in Westchester County, because we do get funding through Westchester as well.
So part of your program is funded through Westchester County?
Yeah, through the Office of Mental Retardation Family Support Services Program, we get money. We also, the municipalities who are affiliated with us, we get town tax dollars from them. And then participant fees are a big portion of our budget, as well as donations, fundraising.
Any state funds?
Through the Office of Mental Retardation.
Okay. So those are through OMRDD, and then you have the local communities where the activities take place,
right,
through the taxpayer dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And then you mentioned also participant fees. So for some of the activities, there's, I guess, a cost sharing?
Yes, yes. It's a nominal fee, but it's usually like a third of what the program would cost, because we do get funding from the other two sources.
Okay, so are there requirements for income and assets in terms of people being able to participate?
Requirement. Well, if someone didn't have money, we do have scholarship.
But is it possible that you'd have too much and then you'd say, no, you have to qualify for Medicaid or some government program in order to be able to play?
Not at this time, no.
So right now it's open to kids in Westchester, regardless of financial situation.
Right. Yes.
And when I say to kids in Westchester, we're talking about kids with special needs, right?
Yes, developmental disabilities.
So how do you know if a child is appropriate? Do you ever have to turn away a kid because there's technically no disability?
Well, usually people are referred to us. If they haven't made it in a regular rec program, or there aren't the structure isn't in place in a regular program, they will come to us. Most times through their schools, through the special education departments, they'll be referred to us. I think we've had a couple kids over time who have come to, like, say, our summer day camp, and then we found that they are pretty high functioning for the people there, and we phase them out. But a lot of times those kids just need the confidence and the structure and that kind of program to start in, and then eventually can transition into a regular program.
Oh, well, then that's a good program. In other words, if the child can start in your program and then graduate into a typical program, then that's certainly a success story.
Yeah, that actually is our mission. It doesn't happen as much as we would like to see, only because the people that we service, are pretty needy.
And how long have you been around?
Me, myself?
Northeast.
The agency's been around since 1981.
And what was the story behind the formation of it?
Well, I guess the story is that it started in the Boys and Girls Club as a very small group of kids who had really no other place to go. And then the municipalities were given the task that they needed to service these people as the population grew. And they decided that in order to do that, it would make more sense to combine all of the communities and have one program service all of them, rather than having small groups of people throughout the county trying to get services.
Okay, so it's a better coordination.
Yes. And as a result, you know, we bring people in from 12 communities, so we can divide them by age and ability, whereas if it were just an internal program with one community, it would be not as positive experience for the kids.
Do you know if that's how it's done in other counties in the state?
Actually, I think we're pretty unique, yeah. And people call us all the time and ask us how we're set up and, you know, how we got started. And actually, we even have people who move into our communities because they want this program for their children.
It seems like a pretty good model that you would coordinate, as opposed to having one program for Chappaqua, one program for Pleasantville, one program for White Plains.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
I'm surprised others aren't copying it.
Yeah, I think it just is difficult to coordinate, get all the communities to agree.
So how many kids do you have in your program?
About 500 children and adults.
Okay, so 500 participants.
Mm-hmm.
And is it a year-round program?
Yes, very much so. We do run a six-week summer day camp for kids from 4 to 20. And then in the evening, we have adult programs as well. But then in the winter, spring, we have a different variety of programming after school, evenings, and on weekends.
And the program, as you said, runs year-round, but there's different activities based on the time of year, right?
Yes, yeah.
And do you ever have a situation where you have, like, more than one kid from the same family participate?
Oh, oftentimes, yeah.
How does that work out?
Well, kind of good. We try to, you know, not have them in the same program if possible. But sometimes we have twins, and they're both interested in the same sport or the same art program or something. And they get a discount because they're more than one in a family.
And do they get to pick, in general, do the participants get to pick which programs they go in?
Yeah, well, working with their parents, yes, they do decide that.
So, what, they get like a menu and then?
Yeah, we send out a book in the beginning of the session, and, you know, there are a lot of choices, and they decide what they're interested in.
And most people come back year after year?
Oh, yeah. We have some people who have been with us since the inception.
Is there a waiting list, or is there a limit to what you can accommodate?
There is a waiting list, but it's usually people who are outside the municipalities that we serve.
I'm Bernie Crooks, host of Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney, and I'd be remiss if I didn't say hi to my biggest fan, my son Max, who listens to the show every week. Hi, Max. How you doing? We're talking to Janet Riley from Northeast Westchester Special Recreation, and we're going to take a short break and be right back.
Every parent worries about their kids. Unfortunately, when you have a child with disabilities, the worries are much greater.
Here's Bernie Crooks from the law firm of Littman Crooks.
Amy and Bruce had been talking about going to a lawyer to help them ever since Charlie was born. Charlie has cerebral palsy.
The experts at Littman Crooks helped Amy and Bruce set up a special needs trust to provide for Charlie's medical and financial needs for today and for the future.
The rules are very complex. You truly do need an expert to help you navigate through all the federal and state regulations to make sure that your child gets the benefits he or she is entitled to.
Do you have a child with special needs? Call the law offices of Littman Crooks.
We don't know what the future holds for Amy, Bruce, or their son Charlie, but what Amy and Bruce do know is that they've done everything in their power to ensure that Charlie has the best quality of life possible when Amy and Bruce are here and when they're not here.
Peace of mind.
Littman Crooks in White Plains, Manhattan, and Fishkill, or at littmancrooks.com.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. I'm your host, Bernie Crooks, and I'm speaking with Janet Riley from Northeast Westchester Special Recreation. And before the break, we've been chatting about some of the terrific programs that you have. And I guess you don't run it by yourself, right? You have staff.
Oh, no, I can't do it alone. We have 7 full-time staff and about 100 part-time people throughout the year.
You have volunteers, too?
Some volunteers, yes. But we try to pay people, actually. It kind of makes them come back.
It's funny how that works,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, I know. But we have great staff, and that's probably, you know, one of the biggest keys to our success.
I tried that with my landscaper once, and I couldn't understand why after 2 months I had weeds growing in my backyard. And then when we went back to the arrangement where I pay them, I had very well manicured lawn.
Funny how that works.
So, all right. So how do you – obviously, you need a special kind of person who can work with kids with special needs and adults with special needs. How do you find the right people to work with you?
Well, our full-time people come to us with degrees, mostly in therapeutic recreation. So they've trained for this. And then we place a lot of ads in like the Penny Saver and places like that. But we find also that word of mouth is pretty much the most successful way to get people. We find that people who come and work for us and who have a great time end up bringing their friends and bringing their relatives. And actually, we have many of our participants whose brothers and sisters work for us because, you know, they just come one day and decide that this is something that they enjoy.
I bet you it's quite fulfilling.
Yeah, it is. And I think it's really great for the siblings also to see their brother or sister in a different setting. Makes them understand them a little bit better as they see them with other kids who are similar to them.
So most of the people who work with you have been there a long time?
Many of them have. I think one person in particular has been with us for over 20 years. But we have people who start with us kind of when they're 14, 15 as volunteers or as assistants, and then they stay with us through high school. Many of them decide that they then want this as a career, so they go to college and are still working with us. So we have people for quite some time. It's a rewarding job.
And you mentioned a degree in therapeutic recreation, I think you said. Is that something you would get at like a 4-year college?
Yeah, definitely. It's a 4-year degree.
So is that a requirement for somebody somebody to work for you to have that degree?
Well, we accept similar degrees, adaptive physical education, special education, you know, depending upon the individual and the background they have.
Okay, so it's not necessarily a prerequisite.
Not necessarily.
But it is certainly something you would look at.
Yes. Right now, all of our people are therapeutic recreation.
What are some of your goals moving forward for the program?
Well, you know, we find, we did some kind of a study this year that determined that although we are serving 500 people, we're probably only serving about half of the potential people in our municipalities that could want this service. So, of course, we have to continue to grow. And with that comes, you know, bringing in additional funds, because the money that we get from the Office of Mental Retardation, Developmental Disabilities pretty much stays the same. And the municipal contributions don't get increased that often. So program fees and fundraising is really the key for us to bring in money.
So there's 1,000 individuals with disabilities in Westchester who could avail themselves of your services?
Yeah, that's what we determined through the study.
So that means you're only serving half your population.
Right.
So I guess there's got to be some effort put forth in fundraising.
Yeah.
So tell us about some of those.
Well, on March 28th, actually, you know, Bernie, you were at our fundraiser. We had a fundraiser at the Fountainhead in New Rochelle, about 250 people, and we raised about $73,000. So that was good.
What else do you do?
We do a golf outing in September at Mayapack Golf Club, and we raise money there, probably about $25,000, $26,000. And we have a 10K road race in Newcastle coming up on May 17th.
I've run that.
You have?
That's not easy.
Oh, that's a tough course.
I didn't realize that was your event.
Yeah, yeah, that's our event. We do it with Newcastle Recreation, and actually the money that comes in from the runners is donated to us, and then we try to get sponsors. It's a fun day, but it's a challenging course. It's uphill most of the way.
Unfortunately, yes, that's why I said I used to do it. it is uphill for a significant portion. Okay, so those are some nice events, but that doesn't cover all your costs, right?
No.
That's why you have the participant fees and the help from the county and from the state. So what would you say is your biggest challenge?
I think probably money in order to grow, because as we see more and more people who are interested in services, the only way that we can accommodate them is to establish new programs and hire more staff.
You're not in a position to, like, increase the fees, right? I mean, most of the families probably couldn't afford it.
I think they're fair at this time. So, no, that's not where we're going to need to bring the money in.
So at the end of the day, you just service less people if you can't raise other money.
Right.
Yeah, that's a shame. It's such a terrific program.
I know. And really, I think sponsorship is, you know, the way to go. But it's just very difficult often to get in the door and have people recognize you. There's so much competition out there.
How long have you been doing this?
At Northeast?
Yeah.
I've been there 14 years.
14 years. And is this something you've done your whole career, working with special needs kids and
yeah.
adults?
I started at a residential facility for children and adults with acting out behaviors, developmental disabilities, acting out behaviors. That was what I wanted to do after I got out of college. And then after that, I was there 9 years. I thought I was going to make everything better, but it was challenging. Then I worked for Special Olympics for 9 years, actually started the New York City office of New York Special Olympics. And then I came to Northeast, and I think this is it for me.
This is going to be your last job,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I think so.
What's so good about it?
Oh, I love the kids and the adults. You know, it's really a big family. Everybody gets to know everybody. The staff are great. The families are very supportive and very appreciative of what we do. You know, the biggest challenge is bringing enough money to do more.
Yeah, I've been there on many a weekend, and you really can't put a price on the smiles the kids and the other people have. It really is a great environment.
It is.
I'm speaking with Janet Riley, who's the executive director of Northeast Westchester Special Recreation. I'm your host of Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney, Bernie Crooks, and we'll be right back after this brief message.
Sooner or later, disability or illness strikes every family. And unfortunately, that's not the time to do the planning. The best time is in advance, before a crisis strikes.
Bernie Crooks from the law firm of Littman Crooks.
Susan, Vincent and Sheila's oldest daughter, had called us because one of her friend's parents recently had been diagnosed with Alzheimer's and their financial affairs were a mess. They had not done any advance planning.
Susan didn't want that to happen to her parents. The caring professionals at Littman Crooks helped her design a comprehensive plan that provided for long-term care while protecting her parents' hard-earned assets.
Susan and her siblings now have the peace of mind of knowing that their parents can go on with the rest of their lives without having to worry about what would happen if one of them became sick or disabled.
Your parents had big plans for you. Make sure you have one for them. Call the law offices of Littman Crooks in White Plains and Manhattan.
Peace of mind with Littman Crooks.
Call 914-684-2100.
Also located in Fishkill.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. I'm Bernie Crooks, and I'm speaking with Janet Riley of Northeast Westchester Special Recreation. And I'm sure you can tell by now, this is a very, very unique and special group of people who work with kids and adults with various types of disabilities. And they actually have some fun, which is a terrific thing. And to do that, they need money. And we've talked about some of the fundraising efforts that they have, the Northeast Ball. We've talked about the golf outing, the 10K runners race, and there are others, right? Tell us about some other fundraising activities you have, Janet.
Well, it seems like recently different groups have decided to put on events and then give the proceeds to us, which is always a great thing for us to be a part of because we get to go to the event, help them out, and we get the visibility at the event, and then the money comes to us. We always like to get that check at the end. So on September 19th, for the first time, the proceeds from the Pound Ridge Car Show are going to be given to us. I guess I've never been to this, but I guess it's a car show where they have about 200 cars, and people come from all around. They pay a certain fee to be a part of the show. There's all kinds of refreshments. There's a live band. It's a nice outing for people from 10 to 4, and it's at the Pound Ridge Town Park.
Now, how'd you hook up with them?
Well, the PBA in Pound Ridge has done some stuff for us before. Actually, we have a challenger baseball team that we run in the spring and early summer, and they took an interest in that one year and gave us some money to allow us to have a nice end-of-the-season party for our guys and, you know, have an announcer and a DJ. It's a great thing for them. They get uniforms. It's Little League, only it's for kids with special needs.
So there's no connection between the people that run the car show in Northeast?
No. Just, I guess they raise money at it, and they like to give it to local people who they think are doing a good job. So we got picked.
Well, let's hope it stays that way, right?
I know. I love these events.
Now, Northeast is a not-for-profit, right?
Yeah, so, 501c3.
So 501c3, so money that people would give to it would be not taxable.
Right.
To get a tax deduction on their income taxes.
Right.
Like, well, that's good. That should help you raise money.
Oh, yeah. We're really good at sending out those thank you letters, too.
Make people feel good, right?
Yeah.
All right. We just got a few minutes left, and I want to give people the opportunity just to get a better sense of what some of the activities. I know you have hiking. You have ice skating. Tell us just a little bit more about some of the activities so that we can really pique people's interest so that they can really understand and appreciate what happens every day.
Well, we have, you know, several on a Saturday, and any given Saturday, we probably have about six programs going on. One would be a swim program at BOCES for multiply handicapped children and adults. We also have a little kid program there, really cute, 4 to 6 year olds, ready, set, play. And they do all kinds of music and movement activities, and they swim. You know, the BOCES facility is great. It's got a therapeutic pool. At the same time, we have a Saturday escapades program that's going on, and that's a variety of things. They do dance, they do jewelry making, they cook, you know, you name it. Whatever, they actually sit down and talk about the types of activities that they want to do, and then they work on them throughout the semester or whatever. At the same time as that, we would have a teen program going on, and they may go to West Point for a football game or, you know, to a museum in the city. They're out and about all over the place. And then we have, separate from that, a adult program that might have 25 to 30 people out in a community setting, either having a picnic or going to, they're going on some steamboat ride, they go on a canoe trip. I mean, it's amazing the types of things. We pretty much try anything. You know, we have the staffing to make it safe and a good experience for the kids.
Now, speaking of staffing, do the same people who staff the adult programs also staff the kid programs, or are there specialized people for each one?
We try to keep them the same, you know, each week, so that they get to know the kids, and the kids get, and the adults, and they get to know them. So pretty much we do keep them the same, but sometimes there's overlap.
So it's possible that somebody would work with the adults and also work with the kids?
Yeah. We try to set it up when we interview the staff to ask them what their primary interest is. Because, you know, if you keep the staff happy, they do a good job, and then you're happy.
I heard about that one, too. I'm Bernie Crooks, host of Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. Our very special guest this week is Janet Riley, the executive director of Northeast Westchester Special Recreation, right here in Westchester, New York. We're going to finish up with Janet right after this short break.
Sometimes we're presented with questions that are difficult to face.
Mommy, I don't like my scary dreams.
I know, but Mommy will always be here to make them go away.
But Mommy?
Yes, dear?
Who will make them go away if you die?
Unless we have effective answers to these questions, the results can be financially and emotionally devastating. Littman Crooks provides legal expertise for special needs trusts and estate planning, so your loved ones will always be taken care of. For persons with disabilities, a special needs trust can enhance their quality of life while maintaining their public benefits. As a member of the Special Needs Alliance, we design wills, trusts, powers of attorney, and health care directives tailored to your family's situation. Plan for the future today. Call Littman Crooks or visit littmancrooks.com.
Littman Crooks, protecting your loved ones and your life savings. Call 684-2100.
Peace of mind with Littman Crooks.
That's littmancrooks.com or call 684-2100.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. We're heard right here on WFAS AM 1230 every Thursday evening from 6:05 to 6:35 p.m. And we're talking to Janet Riley from Northeast Westchester Special Recreation. And we've just got a couple minutes left, Janet. And I'm sure there are a lot of people out there that are wondering, is this program right for my child, my relative? What do you say to people who are wondering whether or not they should try this out?
I say they should contact us, and you know, our phone number is 347-4409, and we always set up an intake interview with people, even if they think their kids or they don't think their kids are appropriate. You come in with your son or daughter and sit with our staff, and they ask you some questions, and you know, we get to meet you and your child or your adult, and we actually make the determination of whether or not somebody fits in. But I would say that probably 99% of the time, we find a place for a person.
So it's rare that you have to turn somebody away.
Oh, yeah.
And if you do, are you able to at least offer alternative placements?
We try to do that. The only time that we really have difficulty is if somebody has a behavior problem that is extremely difficult to manage. For the safety of others, we might refer them somewhere else. But we have also behavior therapists on staff who I've obtained through a grant. So pretty much with those people, you know, around, we can pretty much get through anything.
And do you have a website?
Yes, Northeast Special Rec.
NortheastSpecialRec.org. And just repeat the phone number one more time.
347-4409.
Janet, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you, Bernie.
I'm Bernie Crooks from the law firm Littman Crooks, located right here in White Plains with offices in Manhattan and Fishkill. I'm your host every Thursday evening from 6:05 to 6:35 p.m. And we'll see everyone next week. Good night.
way down low. There's a tear in your eye that's reflecting the fire's glow. And I wish this night would never